We had previously put a motion aside which had to do with groundfish mortality closures. If you could bring that back up. Okay. So we're on that, back on that motion. Dave?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very briefly, I just want to review for us the conditions under which this was brought up. The Habitat Committee is jammed up against the practical need to open up areas through two FMPs at the same time, and we have a strategy that we need to follow with the Habitat Committee. That includes from page 9 out of 9 on the Habitat Committee meeting document. We have to create a series of dedicated habitat research area options, and we have to eliminate a number of existing habitat closures, which the SASE model has revealed to us are either non-functional or, in some cases, actually counterproductive. And we are going to have to initiate some kind of action on a couple of other small, much smaller areas. I'm not looking necessarily at closures, but some kind of management action. And so what we need to do in some way is to reconsider the idea that Jimmy Odlin came up with at the last council meeting to eliminate mortality closures. But as a practical matter, it needs to be done through two FMPs at the same time. And the only way it can work is if it's concurrent. And that creates a lot of very obvious logistical problems. So what I initially needed was some kind of obligation from the council that this is the direction, these four bullet points on page 9, the direction that the council wants to go, because we need to invest quite a lot of Habitat Committee and PDT time in setting up the options of eliminating these closures. With that in mind, then my approach here was to initiate a concurrent groundfish action, and that may not be the best approach. Doug Grout came up with what I think is an excellent way out of this. And that is, if we can have a habitat action that I can go ahead and start moving on and getting a committee putting that together, that becomes part of the habitat amendment, the omnibus amendment, and make that contingent, in other words, the actual application of it, put it into effect contingent or concurrent with a future action, and I don't mean 10 years in the future, but just a future action by the Groundfish Committee to open up the appropriate areas, then we can go ahead and move. If this, it can be done procedurally, and that's what I'm not sure of, and I need guidance of the chairman here. If we can go ahead and put that in as part of our procedure, and then as part of the amendment. And then have it actually go into effect on the same day that the following action by the Groundfish Committee to open these areas goes into effect, then we will have achieved what we need to achieve.